Hello, everyone. Hey, thank you for calling in, for listening to our show, whether it's your laptop, computer, iPad, or if you're calling on the phone. And I would like to give that number out so you can tell your friends how they can reach this great show, this great station, using their telephone to hear it. There are people there that don't have a computer or laptop, but they would like to hear the show, so they can call the number I'm going to give you now. Get your pens out. I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. Second very strong theme, healthy aging through health, body, mind, spirit. We're here to help you. Well, I'm privileged to have you as guests. The number to call on your phone, take this down, please, and tell your friends. Area 712-775-6850. Maybe we can put that at the end of the show. I'm going to be here for the first 60% of the show, and Stefan Rudolph will take over from there. Stefan, how are you? Are you there?
Yeah, doing great, Bobby. Glad to be with you again here and doing our Let's Create a Better World radio show and helping others learn to live life to the fullest and, you know, eat healthy. Everything that we go through as far as health and wellness, it's awesome to be with you again.
Yeah, it's awesome to have you. You've been doing a better and better job, and it's really good because, as you know, as people heard over the last week or two, I had a major problem with the prostate, had to go to the hospital, and I'm still not over it because they didn't do the procedure right, but it's okay. This is my only weakness, the prostate problem that I've had. Men get this problem after the age of 40, 50, etc. And so it's something we're going to talk about that today. I've got a lot here about body, mind, spirit, about three things that I'll be talking about foods, supplements, etc. Second one is exercise, many forms that we're going to talk about. The third one is the power of the mind. And in fact, Stefan is really into that deeply, so he's going to probably carry that on at the second half of the show. Stefan, you had we're supposed to have Kevin Modis come in to talk about radiation, on electrical radiation of all kinds, not only cell phones, but all of them. But he still may come in, but if he doesn't, you and I have to carry the show, which is not a problem. I've got a lot of things to say, and I'm sure you do too. So hang in with us. Let me open up and just tell our listeners that the next few weeks we're going to be having some really good guests. Next week, which is the 28th, wait a minute, no, it'll be the 2nd of June. Yeah, the 2nd of June, we'll have Diana Reeves. Wait a minute, is that the 4th of June? Spawn, help me out.
Yeah, well, as far as the time period, that would be on the June 4th, correct, next week.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're going to have Diana Reeves, not the singer. She is a great activist in Connecticut that helped, because Connecticut was the first state in this country to overturn the GMO people, Monsanto, and make legislation that they do not, that all products in that must be identified and be labeled. And if they're GMO, they have to be labeled that. She's going to talk about the boycott that she's putting together. I'm going to talk about the latest news information about what's been happening with GMOs all over the country, all over the world. And we're starting to win the battle. We're going to talk about that. Then in the second half of the show, you have a guest, Jennifer Montero, about the energy healer. What are you going to discuss with her, Stefan?
Yeah, exactly what Jennifer does and how she helps other people with energy healing, and that is basically with meditation and holistic healing to cure and overcome depression and other areas of life when it comes to anxiety, stress, dealing with others. She is great in her work and how she helps people take their life to the next level, because there's always change going on in our world and we have to deal with it in the most positive way. If we let change affect us in a negative way, it's going to continue throughout our life and affect everything around us. So she is awesome in helping others do that.
Right, and you are awesome too. The two of you together are going to make a great, great show, so our listeners need to tune into that. But the first part of the show I'll be doing mostly with next week with Diana Reeves, as I said. She has really got so much information. I've never heard anybody just go, as equal to her at least, where she just rattles off and gives so much information that we don't know about. I mean, I keep up with the issue. I'm an activist with GMOs, against GMOs, but this woman is really super. And there are, I would put in the class of five or six, there's five or six great people in this country that are at the top level of information and the newest information of GMOs. She's one of them. All right, and then the following week, which would be June the 11th, we're going to have Luann Panessi. Those of you that hear Gary Null or have been with this station will know that she is does a lot of great work with Gary for health retreats, for support group meetings, for a lot of things. She gets on the phone with Gary at the end of his show and does talks about a few things. But what you don't know is that she overcame her whole life as a head of the nursing department at a hospital in New York City, and she changed. She was a coffee drinker and a junk food eater, and when she met Gary and heard about him, at first she resented him, but then she right away could see that he was on the right track, and she became not only a follower but now a leader in the field with Gary. We're going to talk about nutrition, Chinese medicine, and aging, cancers, a lot of things with Luann Panessi. That'll be the week after, June 11th. So stay with our shows. At the end of the month, we have several major guests, probably Burton Goldberg, another named Ellie Sachs. They're two of the most popular guests we've ever had. They're going to come on to talk about the cures for the health industry for Burton. And then the other half of the show will be Ellie Sachs talking about solutions for the world, because we do feel that there will be major problems, but we also feel that there are a lot of good things up ahead, a golden age, if you want to call it that. Really do, really. So tune into all that. I'm really into that, and we're going to have some super guests coming on. At the end of the month, we'll have, I think it's the first day or two of July, it'll be on, but we tape it early, and that'll be with Sonia Grace. She is a medium. She does a lot of work, and she's really good at predicting and telling us. She's got some great, great thoughts on what she feels is going to happen the rest of the next few years and the further out down the line to future. So tune in with us on those items. Now let me get to our show. First thing is, I'm going to give you a typical day of how I live, because I'm a great example, I think, I may toot my own horn, of how you should live every day, morning, noon, and night, what you can do when you first wake up. We're talking about major health. And we do have a lot of people that are over 40, over 50, over 60, yes, and even above that. And that's okay. You're still young. Keep your mind sharp. I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do is have one or two glasses of water, clean water, alkaline if possible, if not, distilled. Then I do kind of like affirmations, let's say. I can go in front of the mirror. I can sit there in my desk chair or on the bed and just say to myself, today is a great day. I am going to do all the great, great things that I want to do today. I'm going to meet great people and get a lot of great things done. This will be a super wonderful, spiritual, positive day today. Say something like that. Make up your own little thing to say. This day will be full of love, harmony, peace, and forgiveness of anyone that's ever hurt me in the past. Do not want to hold any grudges in my life. I want to be super positive. And then I talk about how I want to do the radio show better and better. Because my goal is to make this one of the best radio shows in the world. Because we definitely are on the best station in the world, the Progressive Radio Network. All right, so that's the first thing I do. Then I do meditation. What is meditation? Keep a simple one. A simple one I do, and I tell people to do, is breathe in for 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Take a break for a few seconds, and then breathe it, let it out. And in with your nose, out with your mouth. That's one way. There's a number of ways to do all these things. And that, what you're doing is getting oxygen into your brain to wake up your brain and keep it invigorated, keep it healthy, keep it doing well. The water you drink, that's also excellent for your brain. You need a lot of water for everything. Okay, so meditation is wonderful. After that, I have a green drink. Gary has a thing called green stuff. And by the way, I'm going to get an 800 number, and I'm going to take orders from you, our listeners, and I'll recommend, and we'll talk. I'll have interviews with nutritionists, Gary Noll, nutritionist, that is, from the Vitamin Shop, and from our own, from Gary Noll's office. I've had on before Sandy. She's a nutritionist with Gary. She's been on the show before, so we're going to have her on, as well as some other people. But it's so important to start the day off correctly. Now, that green juice, what is a green juice? Gary's green juice is called Green Stuff. And by the way, it has three things in it, pretty much. Great vegetables. Secondly, it has things from the ocean. Corella. Dulse. Barley. Spirulina. And more. Then it has wheatgrass, which is very, very good. These three things together give you a tremendous green drink. Now, if you want to get some fresh vegetables, from, I would say a farmer's market is your best bet. It's fresher. Then get them and put them together. And you want to put a lot of kale. Dark green leafy vegetables are wonderful. Kale, broccoli, cabbage, celery, and more. Put it in. Now, if you want to do this the easy way, the way I do it, and it's with a powder, the green stuff. Now, if you don't have time or don't want to have to go through the long, rigorous route of a juicer, which isn't bad, but it does take a little longer, and you got to clean that thing up, then you want to go get this green stuff, put it in a glass, the powder of water, of juice, of soy milk, or, of course, it would be certified organic soy milk, fermented soy milk, or an almond milk, or anything of the like, and drink it. Now, that's your first thing. You take a break. You can either take a break and maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes have some oatmeal, hot cereal, some fruit, some berries. These are all wonderful. Then your next thing to do is a red stuff, Gary's red stuff. You could have with which has all the berries, has things from all the best fruits, exotic fruits. And the berries and all these are do wonderful wonders for your skin, for your heart, for every part of your body. They're healing. They're wonderful. Okay? Then a little later, after another hour or so, I'll have a cruciferous drink. Gary's got one called Cruciferous Stuff. Now, a lot of people don't know about cruciferous. That is raw sprouted vegetables, horseradish, broccoli, believe it or not. Kale isn't listed in there. Cabbage, wonderful cabbages, different colors, and more, much more. Now, you have that cruciferous drink. There are 15 items in that drink. Thanks. You know what? I'm going to read them to you. I've got it right here. All right? I'm going to read you what's in it, exactly what the label says. Okay. Ingredients. I find it on the label here. This is cruciferous drink. It's got broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, spinach, apple, watercress juice, carrot juice, beet juice, purple juice, and more. 15 items. Now, this is a really great protector against cancer and against other diseases. This is one of Gary's newer products. And before he had the red and the green, which were perfectly wonderful. I took them every day. But when he put this one out, I took this every day also. So every day I have the green drink, the green juice, I mean the green stuff, the red stuff, and the cruciferous stuff. Every day. I don't miss a day. Meet these powders with juices. You do it with water. And if you have a little vitamin C, throw that in there for taste. You could also put in a little pomegranate juice, apple juice, or a juice that tastes good, pineapple juice, into that drink and have it. You will, and when you're drinking these things, like when you're eating something healthy, say something to yourself really good, like, I am feeding my body wonderful, wonderful nutrition, wonderful health to make me better, stronger, and healthier, and to live longer. Say things like that. The more you do these affirmations, the better. The problem is there. What do you think so far about our little discussion?
Yeah, exactly, Bobby. I'm right along the same lines with you because of, what we eat is what we become, and that's what we need to fuel our bodies with is really the healthy items. I have a lot of the same things that you talk about there, especially spirulina. That was a new one that was introduced to me by a local herbalist here in my area, and it's called the Ultimate Green Zone. There's another one. That's another one I was using too, but it's basically just the herbs and natural things that we need in our body that make us feel better. And yeah, go down the line, like coconut butter, coconut oil, I'm sorry, and those areas I've been using as well. That's a big part. Fish oil and ginkgo. I've been using ginkgo B, 60 milligrams a day, for more mental awareness, supporting the brain, and those areas. But the biggest one I heard, too, because I work out a lot. I do a lot of running, weightlifting, stay active at 45 years old here. And coconut oil was introduced to me to as an effective ways of what's called the MCTs, which is an energy source to effectively give you the natural healthy fats, the fats that we need. So it's something that was really a good intro for me because I've been working on breaking the sugar habit, and a lot of us have those habits, whether it's coffee or sugar. It's something that we need to introduce into our body sometimes slowly, but I don't do it all at once, but I've introduced a better, healthier eating habit lifestyle over the past 2-3 years, so it's been great for me.
I know you've really turned your life around, and you're going to be talking about that in the next towards the latter part of the show. But let me let everybody know that I'm Bobby Elias, and that was Stefan Rudolph you just heard. He's our co-host. I'm the host, executive producer of Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging Through Body, Mind, Spirit for Longevity. We're here to help you. We're privileged to have you listen to this show and honored that you would want to hear our information. We try to give you the best of the best, the newest, and that's what I'm doing with health. We're getting research, studies, scientific reports on the newest things so you can live longer. There's a lot of things out there, which I'll mention in a few minutes if I have time. I do want to give Stefan time because he's going to talk more about the power of the mind, thoughts, and how to addictions. But anyway, let me get to the three things we're talking about now on this show today. Is and I just started with the how you wake up in the morning, and then how you the foods to eat. I mentioned the green juice, Gary's green stuff, Gary's red stuff, and Gary's cruciferous stuff. I take them every day. Now, what else do I do? The three things are the foods and supplements, which I want to get into right now. But aside from that, hang on, because I'm going to talk about exercise, and we're going to talk about the power of thoughts. Now, besides the juices, here are some of the foods that I eat, because I'm your so-called model of somebody you could look up to or a role model of doing this in the right way, because I'm really into this stuff. I mean, I've been studying it for years, and I just feel so good taking all this. Believe me, I have more energy. I feel great. So the second thing is foods. Okay, besides the juicing, which is enormous, foods, vegetables, fruits, organic if possible. If you're going to buy them at a farmer's market where they're fresh that same morning, sometimes the day before. But that's fresher than you're going to get anywhere else. Farmer's markets. And you want to get kale, dark green leafy vegetables, broccoli, all the great vegetables. All right? And then you want to eat that. You want to have brown rice. You can have rice, not white rice. You want no white stuff, nothing white, and also no sugar. Sugar is a killer. I just talked to one of our co-producer, Stuart Hassel, and he was working on he's had some setbacks with a few health problems, and he just told me this morning, don't forget to mention sugar, how bad it is. Yeah, he's right. I was going to mention anyway, but thank you for that, Stuart. Sugar is a killer. Causes cancer, heart disease. It does all the bad things. It might be the worst thing. It probably is the worst thing you can do. A good way to lead towards death, diseases, and hell. Because our job on this show is to keep you from getting to be old, too old, where you can barely walk, where you're losing your memory, and you have to be in a cane or a wheelchair. We don't need that. You can avoid that by doing the right things. If you're already in those situations, then you can try to reverse them by listening to this show, number one, and by getting all the information about aging that we give you. All right, so foods, more foods. Brown rice, vegetables, fresh, organic if possible, organic fruits. The different colors are so wonderful. Potatoes, avocados. There are so many wonderful things out there. They're all full of covers. Go to the farmer's market. Talk to them. Ask them questions. Look at something that looks good to you and ask them all. That's what they're there for, to help you. Don't be shy. Or call me, and I'm going to give you my number in a minute. Oh, and I'll talk to you about it. I'm dedicated to helping everyone. We have a group here in Los Angeles where I live called the Gary Noel Health Support Group, which I run. We show films, speakers. Sometimes we get Gary on. We talk about a lot of things on health and aging. So my number to call me anytime is area 323-770-1925. Now let me go on further here. Aside from the foods and there's also herbs, a number of herbs that are really good, ashwagandha, holy basil, echinacea, lobelia. These are all wonderful, wonderful to help you not only with aging, but with different facets. Read up on them. If you go to the health store, ask them about the things that I just mentioned and what they think are some of the better herbs for you. Tell them your condition. They're there to help you. There are health stores all over the place. We have the vitamin shop in New York City, for example. Great people there. I mean, really, Gary gets the best nutritionists. So if you're in New York City, vitamin shop. Or here's another one for you. You can call Sandy. I'll give you her number. She's in the main office in New York, the Gary Noel Associates office. Her number is 626. Let me start over. 646-926-5434. Again, I'll repeat that. That's Sandy, nutritionist with Gary Noel. Area 646-926-5434. She'll answer your questions. She was working at the vitamin shop. She knows a lot. Here's one thing she told me. And by the way, we're going to have her on the show in a few weeks. She said this. I asked her about green stuff. She said, yes. I think it's people come to her and they say, I've tried different green products, but green stuff's the best. So there you go. You can order it through Sandy if you want. You can order it through me on my 800 number, which I'll give you in the near future. All right, let's get to, we covered food and supplements and herbs a little bit. And now let's talk about exercise. Very important. Good for the brain, good for the heart, good for oxygen, and good for everything you need. You can live longer by exercise. You must do this every day, 5 or 6 days a week minimum. I do it 7 days a week. I can handle it. And I do at least half an hour. Try to do it an hour. Here's what I do. I car walk to and from wherever I go. And I did have a car, but a car accident derailed me a little bit. But guess what? My mindset was this. You know what? There's going to be something good out of this. And it sure was. I get to walk more, exercise more, and get around the city and do things that I have to do. The trains and the buses are fine. Chance to relax. I don't have to do the driving. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to pay for a car. I don't have to pay for insurance, maintenance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I feel great. I have power walk every day. Swimming is great. Aerobics is great. Let me tell you a quick story about aerobics. Many people thought it was so super great. About 6, 7, 8 years ago, a health section that I read, a story by a great researcher said this. Said that dancing, salsa dancing in his case, was better than aerobics. Here's why. Aerobics, you're bouncing. You're by yourself. Salsa dancing, you're with a partner. You're with a woman or a man, the opposite sex of you, or if you're the same partner, same sex, that's fine too. Whatever you want to do. And you're dancing, you're moving around. So you're happier. You're in unison. You have to think about what you do. You've got music in the background. It's a thorough, great, super workout. And you want to perspire. You want your heart to beat. Whether you do dancing, walking, power walking, swimming, whatever you do, do it thoroughly and vigorous. Unless you're older or sick or you haven't done it, you don't want to start that fast. You want to start slower. take a slow walk for around the block, two blocks, one block, three blocks, whatever you can do, and then add on to that as you go along. There's also Tai Chi, Qigong. There's also running. Now, if you're going to run, don't run on cement. Don't run on hard surfaces. And that's very bad for the joints. Osteoporosis for women, is that what you want? Then do that. You don't want that. Okay, so you want to run. If you're going to run, run on a good surface like grass or sand or soft dirt. But don't forget, exercise every day, 1 hour a day if you can, if not 45 minutes, and if not 30 minutes, at least 5 or 6 days a week. Make it vigorous. Don't walk slow. Walk faster. At your pace, though, of course. All right. So we've covered exercise. Now we're going to talk about the power of guts. And Stefan's going to come in a few minutes, and he'll give his take on it. But let me give you my take on affirmations and power of thoughts. As I mentioned to you, I did start the day out very slowly, and I'm going to finish up with that also. I haven't finished that, so let's go to that first, and then we'll go to power of thoughts. I mentioned to you that I wake up in the morning and do the affirmations to talk about how great it's going to be. I have my green juice, then I have my fruits or oatmeal or hot cereals with fruits on top of them. Then I all have fruits, period. And then I have, next after that, because I've always started, I'm not my greens make is first. And that's got vegetables, it's got from the ocean, spirulina, chlorella, and more. And then wheatgrass, that's your green drink. Then your little food, breakfast. This is what I do, by the way. My thoughts. Then the next thing would be a red drink. Gary's got one called Red Stuff. You have that? It's got healing powers. It's really great. Antioxidants, lots of them. Then the third thing I take later in the day is a cruciferous drink. Raw vegetables, the best. Gary's got one called cruciferous stuff. I take it every day. I take those three every day. So, now let's get to the rest of the day. After I've eaten and taken those drinks, I go about my business. I go wherever I got to go, making sure, getting exercise while I'm doing this, staying positive. When I'm going to an important function, I'll send love to it. Yeah, this sounds crazy, but Louise Hay talks about this a lot. She's along with Wayne Dyer and Albert Toll. She is one of the premier. She's still alive. She's 87 or 88 or 89 years old right now. And she's works in Central California, I think Santa Barbara area. And she's got a place called the Hay House. They still do seminars, and she works with the best of the best people to help you affirmations and think positive. You need to do that. So she says, if you're going to an important function, send love ahead of time. I do that. Not all the time, but I try to do as much as possible. I'm going to go see a person that's got problems. I do also do a lot of healing, and I have people that are sick of different types, and I take them. I recommend different juices and different lifestyle. And I send love to them before I even get there. So, and I work people, when you work with people, you want to work with love and patience, harmony, peace. Be nice. Be compassionate. Every day smile. Walk around. And every day, if you can, part of your walk can be in a nature place, like a park, next near the ocean, near a lake, a forest, greenery. Find a park or a place where there's green trees, to the minimum, if you can. If not, just do the best you can. Now, you want to, I do that, then I have a lunch. What do I eat for lunch? Rice, beans, pinto beans, black beans are the best, kidney beans, red beans, other beans. I have lentils, I have soups. I'm a vegan, totally vegan, no meat at all. Stay away from all the dairy products. One out of three people are allergic to dairy products. To milk, and so you don't want that. You don't want milk. Believe me, you don't. You can get good milks at the health store. They're not real milks. They're almond milk, different types, soy milk, etc. Okay, so that's my lunch. I go about my day, keep doing all the things I'm doing, stay positive, full of love, smiling, happy, walking, and everything I'm doing, and try to go at a slower pace. Too many of us we get stressed out because we're going too fast. I'm very guilty of that. To this day, I am. But I'm working on it. That's the main thing. You can admit your faults, but you need to work on them. Okay, so you need to go slower, more peaceful. Now, for dinner, I'll have more vegetables, maybe some fruits, and the juice if possible, not a problem. You want to have at least two or three or four green juices a day, one or two green red juices a day, and the cruciferous at least one a day. Now, what kind of vitamins should you take? Well, you can have a multivitamin. You can have other vitamins that I take, turmeric, quercetin with a C, C-U-R, omega-3, B-complex, B12, minerals. I do that and more. I'm just giving you a few right now. Again, if you want more information, feel free to call me. I'm here to help you. I don't care if you're in New York City. I don't care if you're Alaska or London, England. Wherever you're at, you can feel free to call me anytime at 323-770-1925. I'm here to help you. All right. And this show is more and more about health. It's more and more about how to live longer, longevity, aging. All right. Here we're getting ready for the evening. Do not eat the last 3 hours of your before you go to sleep, even 4 hours. Finish up with a light meal. Now, if you must, if you're real hungry and you have to have something an hour before you go to sleep, 2 hours before you go to sleep, have a yogurt. Have a rice cream. That's like an ice cream, but it's not ice cream. Make sure they're organic if you can. Coconut yogurt is great. So that's what you have because that's light, and that won't affect you as much. But try to finish your last meal 3 to 4 hours before you go to sleep. Let's say you're going to sleep at 10 o'clock, which is the prime time. The great speakers we've had over the past few months, Dr. Joyce Johnson and a few others, have said this. It's better to go to sleep early and wake up early. Go to sleep by 10. Even she will sleep at 8:30 or 9 and get up at 5 or 6. So 10 to 10 at night, 6 in the morning. Here's what I learned from acupuncture. One of the things that you want to do for your to keep your immune system healthy, your liver, your kidneys, is to, when you have acupuncture, you want to make sure that you go to sleep between the hours of 11 and 3 in the morning, because those are the hours that your kidneys and your liver are rejuvenated. They need to heal during that time. Now, people that live, they work night shifts, work all through the night, they don't live as long as those of us that abide by the rules of going to sleep early and waking up early. And this sleep is so important. Some experts, like Dick Gregory, say it's the number one cause of death. Sleep deprivation. So sleep is very important. No sugars, we said earlier. These are all very important. Stress can kill her. Those are the three things that will kill you. Stress, sleep, and sugar. Think of those three. Put that down on your notes. I should have told you ahead of time to make notes of this. Now, those of you that would like to hear this show again, or any show that I have, that we have here on Progress on Let's Create a Better World, can tune into the archives. Our co-host coming on in a few minutes. Stefan is going to give you how you can get to the archives. And basically, you go to prn.fm. You go to the name of the show, which is Let's Create a Better World, the date of the show, and then you can hear the show right there. And on the archives, it'll list all the shows we've had for the past year or so. It'll tell you a little bit about each show. So you can handpick the one that you like, the subject you like. All right, let me finish up by saying, when you go to sleep, again, do meditation. Deep breathing, in and out. Relax your breathing. And say good things to yourself. What a great life I have. How I'm happy. I'm at peace. I meditate for my family, for my love. You want to pray? You can do that too. Okay? So finish off the day that way and sleep in peace. Soft music is always wonderful. Meditation music is wonderful. Late at night. That helps you get ready for the sleep better. All right, so there it is. We're going to go into the power of thoughts right now. Stefan, give me a minute or two to give my take on power of thoughts, and you can take it from there. I'm going to end myself, and you can finish the show. Power of thoughts and affirmations. I mentioned to you already a little bit about it, but you need to do this. So, so important. Siobhan's going to tell you what he went through, and I want you to listen to that carefully. Stay with us on this. What you think is what you get. Here's the difference between someone that supposed to live to be 80, 85 years old. Let's just say that. Example. One person is always upset, nervous, angry, frustrated, stressed, anxious, mad at certain people in certain jobs or situations or companies or whatever. He's mad at the world. Okay? He's going to live 5, 10, even more years less than what he should. You're losing all that by doing those things. Here's what you should do to live another 5, 10, or more years of what you would normally live. Happiness, love, a partner if you have one, affection, more hugging, more laughing, sleeping more, exercising more, eat all the good foods that we just talked about. But be happy. Do the meditation. Think of all the positive things. Tell yourself that you're great. Tell yourself that you're going to sleep good. Tell yourself that you're going to live healthy. And make sure you take all these things that I said and sleep in peace. But if you're more positive as opposed to negative, and I'll let Stefan go with that. Stefan, I'm going to check out. You can finish the show. Thank you for being a good, great co-host. And I want our listeners to listen to you because you've got a lot of good things to do, to tell your story and also to tell people some ideas on what they can do for the power of the mind. Thank you. Go ahead, Stefan. And thank you, everyone. And
great.
One more thing, Stefan. One more thing, Stefan. Mm-hmm. Be sure to let people know what the next couple weeks are going to have, as we said earlier. And thank you to all the right people, as we usually do, to finish the show. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, great, Bobby. Yeah, a lot of great information that you're talking about with health, nutrition, growth, and everything else that we have, especially your notes on Wayne Dyer and other people that we have in our life. And he was a huge influence in my life as well. And the other authors, people that we surround ourselves with, that's what I like to talk about. You know, we are who we hang around. We are who we surround ourselves with. And when it comes to the energy that we want in our life, that we need to keep growing, to stay positive, we always have to be aware of who we surround ourselves with. And what we think about, we bring about, is what Wayne Dyer taught me, and also what we discuss here on Let's Create a Better World. And it's really focused on health, nutrition, and what we do and how we feed ourselves is what we become. So in my life and my journey, what I've learned, too, is that by surrounding yourself with the right people, even more successful people, you know, let's say you're making $50,000 a year, but you surround yourself with $100,000 or $150,000 a year, people that are making millions, you start becoming that. You start getting their affirmations, getting their positive energy, getting their growth, and you are those type of people. So we really have to be aware of the not only just the people in our, say, our business world, but our friends, our family, the people that are around us, because that if they have that negative energy, it exudes on us. And what I was going through in my life, I had epilepsy as a young child. I was injured in a sports event and dealt with epilepsy for 20 years, and was unaware that a lot of that, the seizures I had later in life, were really based on my diet and also the energy that was going on in my life. If I was at a negative job at that point, I would have a lot of issues with the seizures, a lot of issues with having similar what's called small mal epilepsy problems, because there was stress, there was negative people in my life, there was a lot of things that needed to be accomplished that weren't. So the seizures got worse for me just some 10 years back, and I ended up having to go through brain surgery, and it still didn't work. And this is part of our show, is by creating a better world, we have to realize what's going on around us, who we are hanging around, because once I changed my life and got out of the lifestyle that I was in, I was able to do better here in 2011 and 12. I made a significant change and started hanging out with athletes, with entrepreneurs, with people in the health and fitness industry, and health and wellness as well. And I was also able to focus on what I really wanted to do to help others, and that was becoming a life coach and changing my life for the better in order to help other people change their life. And the way I got rid of epilepsy, even after the brain surgery didn't work, I was on medication for years, and at that point, I was able to get off and basically did the meditation, the holistic healing, healthy eating, changing my diet, everything else in those areas to focus on what I can become, and that was epilepsy-free. I started doing a meditation saying, thank you, God, I'm epilepsy-free. It is in my past. I appreciate everything that I've gone through, everything that I've done, everything that I've experienced, and now I'm living healthy. And to a lot of people, that may sound like a little crazy, a little like, well, you can't just cure it like that. And no, it didn't cure it in 1 month, 2 months. It took me over 2 years of paying attention to my diet, the people I was around, and continually meditating, what I call MAP, which is meditation, awareness, and prayer. It's the MAP system for me, and it's worked for many others that I've told about this area. So constant meditation, I'm sorry, not constant, but throughout the day, meditation. I usually meditate 2 to 3 times a day in the morning and the evening and try to in the afternoon. So the meditation and then awareness, and by what I mean by that is awareness of what you're eating, who you're surrounding yourself with, how much water you're drinking. Always get a lot of water, like Bobby says. And then the prayer, whether or not you're religious or not, but just focusing on a higher power, or I do my prayer, but just, you know, whatever area you are in life, just praying to that higher power and knowing that there's higher energy out there that can help you live a better life. That's what I did from 2010, 11, and 12, and also started getting healthy, eating healthy, and the epilepsy eventually went away. By 2013, I've not had a seizure since then, and it's been an awesome life. And what I want to pass on to our listeners here on Let's Create a Better World is that you have the ability to change your dis-ease in life, because the dis-ease is basically that. There is not an ease in your life going on. Something has come in, whether it's what you're eating, what you're drinking, as I mentioned, surrounding yourself with. There's something going on that you have to change. And this life, as we know it, as the listeners out there know it, we have a journey, and we go through different changes. You know, every 5 to 7 years, there's something coming in our life or something changing dramatically in our life. What people might be aware of is called the 7-year itch, right? They call it the 7-year itch in marriage. But really, it's a 5 to 7 year period where we are changing from, you know, we graduate high school at 18, we get out in the real world. About 7 years into that, 5, 7 years into that, we either graduated college, we've gotten married. 5 to 7 years later, we're having kids, we have a house. Things, you know, maybe a divorce comes up though for some. There's always change going on, and we have to be aware of how to go with that change and not let it affect us in a negative way. We have to be able to grow from it and learn from it. And in those areas is how I worked on my epilepsy, and just being aware of how I was going through this new change in my life. So from 2005 until 2012, there was a dramatic change. And at this point, I just felt a shift going on that if I didn't change, I was going to end up either dead or something huge was going to happen, because health-wise, I was not good. And I want to let our listeners know that if you are going through some type of dis-ease, and as we talked about on here, whether it's cancer, epilepsy, anything that you have personally in your life, you really have to base it on what you're eating and who you're surrounding yourself with. A lot of us go out there and just eat the normal stuff, what we think is normal as far as fast food. We have dietary habits that we don't really pay attention to. And we wake up the next morning with a headache. We wake up the next morning depressed. We wake up going, oh, I just feel depressed. I need to take my medication. It's not just that. The biggest part about Let's Create a Better World here and our show and the many out there that listen to it, as you know, is we have to pay attention to what we ate, whether it's an hour ago, 6 hours ago, 12 hours ago. Ask yourself, create a diet journal. This is one of the best things I've done in my life, is creating a diet journal to pay attention to how I feel at this time and what I'm going through right now with my emotions. And if I'm not feeling good, I look back on, okay, well, I ate this, this, and this, or I drank this, and is that a part of it? You make a note of it, and if you feel depressed again or down, and you go back in your diet journal and you notice that you ate the same thing again, get rid of that part. Drink more water. That's the biggest part, is the alkaline water is huge in my life now. And by combining, doubling, almost tripling what I used to drink in water a day is the biggest part. Because I used to drink 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was drinking Monster, 5-hour energy drink. I was in the corporate world. I was trying to get by day by day. Alcohol was still part of my life. It was a combination of everything. And then trying to overcome the epilepsy was nearly, if not impossible, when you have, of course, alcohol and leading a busy, hectic, stressful lifestyle. So if you have some type, if to our listeners out there here on Let's Create a Better World, this is Stefan Rudolph and speaking with Bobby Elias here. I just want to let you know that if you have obstacles in your life, don't let them get you down. So just think in the present tense that what you're going through, this too shall pass. That was a great quote from one of the authors I read, is this too shall pass. So no matter what stress you're going through in life, just understand that point that if it's physical, mental, emotional, the financial, the hardships that we go through, we really have to focus on making a positive affirmation for ourselves. I love that Bobby said this earlier, is the affirmations. It goes back to what we think about, we bring about. For the listeners, you should really create a vision board. It's called create a goal chart and write things down on this. It's what helped change my life, too. It said, I'm epilepsy free. You know, thank you for having the epilepsy in my life. I need to pay attention and focus on what I'm eating. I'm epilepsy free. It's in my past. I put it down there on the vision board of living a healthy life with pictures, with writing down affirmations of being epilepsy free, and then creating a diet journal. And no matter what age you are, whether you're 25 or 65 or 85 listening to this show, it's never too late, never too early, never too late to start a new life at this point. Because once you start paying attention to what you eat, you will be amazed at the changes that you'll feel by just being aware of what's going on, what type of sickness you're going through. It is dramatically affected by what you're eating. So the tour, another thing, too, I'd like to bring up is what I've gone through with the epilepsy and what I've gone through with alcohol as well. When we have an addiction in our life, and we are focused on whether smoking cigarettes, drinking, or any type of escape from the real world. A lot of people will go out and have a drink after work. We really have to pay attention to why we're doing this, because alcohol was always in my life since college and was maintained on a responsible basis until about 10 years back when divorce, bankruptcy, hardships, anybody that goes through these things, we might find ourselves taking more pills to relax, drinking more drinks to relax, smoking more cigarettes, finding some type of escape in life. And we have to be able to pay attention to what that's doing. And sometimes we drink so much or get out of control with prescription drugs that we kind of lose thought and lose clarity of where our life is going. So in my drinking career through college and then in the professional atmosphere of, you know, going out for drinks, going out to happy hour, it was normal for about 10 years, but then about 2005, 2006, mistakes were made, a DUI, and combine that with the epilepsy that I was going through, there has to be a wake-up call in life. And by creating a better world, the way I did that was started reading more books, listening to more books online, but Wayne Dyer and Les Brown was a good author, and as Bobby mentioned, Louise Hay was also a huge influence, and a lot of her authors that go through that, they are in her publishing company, and the books that I read through them was that we can change our life, you know, with what we do and what we say, that is who we become. So if you wake up in the morning and say, oh, it's going to be a horrible day, I hate Mondays, or this is the worst situation I'm in, right when you wake up saying that, that is what you're going to become. These thoughts become our reality, whether we believe it or not. It may be hard to fathom that, but if you understand that usually on the average, they say the average person will have 50 to 70,000 thoughts go through their mind a day. And then what we choose to put into action right there. So we have so many thoughts going through our mind. We choose these thoughts and put them into action is what we become. So if you have a thought when you get up in the morning, it's going to be a horrible day. I hate Mondays. Oh, I got to get to work. Got to just stop that thought right there and say, thank you. Thank you for this thought, but I don't need that. It's going to be a great day. Thank you for this thought, but I don't need that. That's what I started saying, was recognizing the thought from the subconscious and just saying, you know what, I'm going to put this into an affirmation. I'm going to make a positive thought. It's going to be a great day. So that's what I started doing to really influence my life for the better, and I'm going to attract better people in my life is what I started focusing on. So my Mondays became like Fridays within a couple months of doing this. You know, you can't be giving up. You can't say, well, I said that thought and it didn't happen. That's another thing. It took me a while, because the more thoughts I changed into positive, the more positive my life became. And the more positive it became, the more positive people I started attracting. And we can all do this. So this is something that we really need to pay attention to. And Bobby has been a great influence in my life and what we do here. On to our listeners, just getting back to our show here, Let's Create a Better World. And we have Bobby Elias and I, Stefan Rudolph, here talking about how to live a better life through healthy aging, healthy living. Those things right there that I'm mentioning, affirmations in the morning, throughout the day, writing down what you're thankful about, it changed my life for the better. And just to let our listeners know, too, just recently, in all this traumatic change, so I went through two hernia surgeries, a pulmonary embolism, three endoscopies, and because of my acid reflux, because of drinking, and then 20-plus years of epilepsy due to a football injury in high school, but I was able to overcome this. Even with brain surgery that didn't work in 2007, I want to let our listeners know that anything is possible. You can turn the impossible to I'm possible in the blink of an eye, is what I like to say. The book that I actually wrote and co-authored with Les Brown recently is called Living with Heart, and that comes from the heart. So as an author and a speaker and helping others transform their life, Let's Create a Better World here on the Progressive Radio Network has changed my life, and I know it's changed many others out there who hear our speakers come on. And especially, we're trying to get Les Brown on here. I've been talking to Bobby about that. That'd be great to hear from him. If you're not familiar, you can look up Les Brown online. But I heard him last year for the first time on some videos and read one of his books. And he was a great influence to let people know, to let me know, not to let life get you down. And I love his famous quote is, if you can look up, you can get up. That means when you fall down, if you can look up, you can get up. And he says, get off your butt and start doing things. When things bring you down, don't let life get you down. You got to come back and start fighting hard to have a better life. So on Let's Create a Better World here, it's helped us. It's helped me. It's helped Bobby, I know, just talk to people, interview people. My point being about my book and all the obstacles I've overcome, never give up. And when it comes to health and nutrition, you have to change that first about what you are fueling yourself with, because in order for me to get more positive thoughts out there and overcome all those obstacles and understand that the disease is just that, I need to create a better ease in my life by fueling myself, I started changing those areas. So the epilepsy, the hernia surgeries, the pulmonary embolism even, I almost died from that. That was a huge eye-opener. But then you add the brain surgery to anybody that has ever gone through an accident, a loss of a loved one. These areas are traumatic, and they can affect us. And, of course, they will change our life if we don't work on keeping a positive life. And the attitude of gratitude is what really changed my world to focus on living life to the fullest. I have to say thank you every time something goes right, of course, but something goes wrong. It may be hard to fathom that, but if you get a ticket or something happens in life, you just have to say, thank you, what can I learn from this? And those areas were able to bring my life to the next level in 2012 when I had this shift, is what it's called. Wayne Dyer has a book called The Shift. That's when I read that, and I came across some other information. And then Bobby came into my life about 2013 with this radio show as well. and I changed my dietary habits, everything that we've done and that I do every day to pay attention to how I'm fueling my body is how I got rid of the epilepsy, how I got rid of the addictions, and working on now, of course, focusing on a better life physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Those are five areas where if you are focused on just one area, most of us at a young age, of course, are focused financially, and then you get everything in life. What about if you're out of shape and you have some type of disease, your problems physically, mentally, and emotionally, you're depressed, everything else is going wrong, you're not going to be able to enjoy that money. There has to be an equal area for both. And if you are in the best shape of your life but you're broke, what's going to happen there? You know, you have to really focus on the creating equilibrium of areas to be the best person that you can be and creating that better world. So to our listeners, in kind of wrapping up here our show, what we talk about here with Bobby Elias, me, Stefan Rudolph, and the Gary Knoll show here of Progressive Radio Network, what we focus on here is just creating the best world you can for yourself and surrounding yourself with the best people. Because this disease that I overcame, the many diseases and problems, they can be done by anybody. You can cure your disease and help yourself by whether it's seeing the right doctors, going to the right people, talking about the right things, and eating the right things, and having the best diet and lifestyle you can. Those are the biggest parts for me that helped me change my life. And we're going to have some great guests coming on board here as well this week. And I appreciate all the listeners out there and our staff as well for helping us here. I'd like to wrap this up and letting you know that the Living with Heart, you can check that out, livingwithheartonline.com. That's the book itself of Les Brown and others. I'm one of the co-authors on there. And then we're going to have some of those co-authors as well. That's the biggest thing I wanted to emphasize, too, is the listeners that are familiar with Dr. Wren. She's been on here before. Lauren Loreno, it's Dr. Wren. And we're going to have her on again. We're going to work on getting Les Brown. That's the biggest one. He's the big name there. And most likely some other ones like Del Gerard. He's a good friend of mine, Dr. Del Gerard. He's an inspirational speaker and a minister as well. So he's going to be talking about the obstacles that he overcame with overcoming cancer. Great friend of mine. So we look forward to having you guys, listeners, come on back. This is Stefan Rudolph wrapping up for the Progressive Radio Network. And let's create a better world. Everybody take care out there and have a great great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.